Okay, so you sent over the stuff about Cyanite, the AI music analysis company. What really jumped out was their Cyanite for Innovators program, launched last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. The idea is to give non-commercial projects access. Folks in the arts, research, creative coding, let them play with their AI tools.
Right, for experimentation. Sounds like a good way to foster some new ideas.
It seems to be working. They mentioned getting over 20 applications, and 5 projects are already up and running.
20 apps. Wow, that shows there's definitely interest out there. So, what are these first 5 projects like?
Well, the first one is pretty visual. It's called Music and Dance Visualizer by Delicious. That's Augustin DiLuciano, a digital artist and developer.
Okay, Music and Dance Visualizer. How does it work?
He's trying to create these immersive sensory landscapes,
Yeah.
basically taking movement like from motion capture and sound.
And turning them into visuals in real time.
Exactly. Using audio processing, the motion capture, something called procedural generation. And Cyanite's AI is kind of the engine analyzing the music to drive those visuals.
Huh. So the AI understands the music's mood or energy and translates that visually.
That's the idea. He actually showed it recently at Art Basel Miami.
Art Basel. So a serious art crowd plus tech people.
Yeah, apparently top tech entrepreneurs, Latin American art collectors, quite the audience. It suggests this kind of AI-driven art has broad appeal.
It really merges different fields, doesn't it? Using AI not just to analyze, but to like actively translate between sound, movement, and image.
Absolutely. It makes you wonder, what happens when AI can translate the feel of music visually? Could we understand music differently?
That's a fascinating thought, like unlocking another layer. Okay, what else?
Next up is Sound Sketcher. This is a research project by Astris Sakarakis, and it's funded by the Hellenic Foundation for Research and Innovation. It runs through 2025.
Sound Sketcher. So, sketching sound.
Pretty much. They're building an app that automatically turns audio recordings into graphic scores, those visual representations of music.
Ah, okay. Not traditional sheet music, but more like abstract visual maps of the sound.
Exactly. The goal is to make music notation, maybe even composition, feel more intuitive, better for learning, analysis, maybe even collaborating.
I can see that. Traditional notation is, well, it's a whole language to learn.
Right. So this could lower the barrier. And maybe, just maybe, these AI-generated scores could show us things about musical structure that standard notation doesn't emphasize.
Interesting. A new way to see music. Okay, what's project number three?
This one's called Music. It actually started as a thesis project by Christoph Kaza at Budapest University of Technology and Economics.
A thesis project that's now part of this program. Cool. What does MusicU do?
It's a multi-user service, like for requesting songs, maybe at an event or something. But the clever part is how it sorts the requests.
How does it sort them?
It uses Cyanite's AI to analyze parameters, like key, genre, BPM, mood, and then it orders the queue based on those characteristics.
Ah, so it creates a smoother flow, maybe
Yeah.
groups similar vibes together.
Precisely. It's built with, some proper tech, fast API, Docker, Flutter for the front end, and apparently it got top marks for his thesis.
Nice. Shows the practical potential. Is he still working on it?
Yeah, he mentioned he wants to enhance it further, even though he's got a full-time software job now. Shows he believes in it.
It makes sense. Using AI to intelligently curate music on the fly seems like something people would actually use. Could be the future of playlists, maybe.
Could be. Imagine apps creating perfect soundtracks automatically. Okay, moving on to something a bit more academic.
Right.
This is Expanding the Boundaries of Queer Music Analysis, a comparative study with AI insights. It's led by Dr. Jörg Mühlhans from the University of Vienna's Institute of Musicology.
Queer music analysis. Okay, that sounds specific. What's the approach?
They're taking 125 songs identified as queer music
Yeah.
and analyzing them in two ways. First, humans are coding them, looking for things like emotional tone, kitsch, queer themes and lyrics, performer identity.
Okay, the human interpretation side.
Right. And then they're comparing that human analysis to the data generated by Cyanite's AI analyzing the same songs.
Ah, so comparing human perception against machine analysis for these specific cultural nuances.
Exactly. Can the AI pick up on similar characteristics? Or does it see things differently? Then there's a second phase.
What's that?
They'll use only the AI to compare those 125 queer songs with 125 mainstream songs.
To see what patterns the AI finds across the two groups, that could be really revealing.
Yeah, it's trying to understand how music reflects identity and effect, using both human insight and AI pattern recognition. It's quite a novel approach.
It definitely pushes the boundaries of what we think music analysis can be, especially using AI for something so culturally layered. Okay, one more project left.
Yep, the last one is a thesis, dissertation research by Hugh Lloyd. The big question he's asking is, what is the greatest factor in making a timeless song?
Ha! The million-dollar question. How is he tackling that?
He's looking at everything, musical factors, historical context, cultural relevance, even economic aspects. Trying to figure out what makes a song stick around and resonate across generations.
So, analyzing the song itself, but also everything around it.
Right. The goal is to identify the most influential bits and maybe give musicians some insights into those trends. You know, move beyond just opinion.
Is he using AI analysis as part of that? Like analyzing musical structures across loads of timeless hits versus flashes in the pan?
The description implies a research-based approach, and Cyanide's tools could certainly be used for that kind of large-scale musical analysis. Trying to pin down if timelessness is structure or, like, connection to human experience, or both.
It makes you wonder if there is a formula, or if it's just lightning in a bottle. So quite a range of projects Cyanide is supporting here.
Definitely. From art installations and notation tools to playlisting, cultural studies, and figuring out hit songs, it really shows the breadth of where AI music analysis can go.
And they're still looking for more projects, right? The call is open.
Yeah, the program's ongoing. People with non-commercial ideas need to submit a detailed proposal, and there's like a 4 to 8 week review. It's all on their website.
Good to know. And if someone just wants to like dip their toes in and see what this AI can do,
they have a button on their site, something like analyze your own songs, lets you upload tracks and see the kind of data the AI pulls out. Mood, genre, BPM, key, all that stuff.
A good way to get a feel for it.
Mm-hmm. And they also have some blog posts, recommended posts, where they explore related topics like analyzing club music or different AI applications in the industry. Worth a look if you're curious.
Right. So looking at all these examples, the visualizers, the sketchers, the sorters, the deep analysis, it really makes you think, where does this go next? What new doors does AI open for understanding or even creating music?